Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Gee, just when you might have thought that the culture wars were dying down in the United States, along comes this, the Hobby Lobby case. What is it about? A challenge to contraception and the Affordable Care Act. It was before the U.S. Supreme Court recently, and it pitted the U.S. government versus some private corporations. What seems to be the problem? The Affordable Care Act mandates that insurance plans cover birth control without copays. Against the government are some of the following businesses: Hobby Lobby, Conestoga Wood, and AutoCam. Now, Hobby Lobby is headquartered in Oklahoma. Owned by the Green family, they are in 41 states, have more than 13,000 employees, and have more than 500 stores. The Greens are Christians that offer their workers health plans with Christian values. There are some drugs and devices that the government mandates which they object to, such as IUDs and the contraceptive pill Plan B. Conestoga Wood in Pennsylvania is run with Mennonite values. AutoCam is in Michigan. They make auto parts, and the company is run with Catholic values. They both object to abortion-inducing devices and drugs having to be covered by insurance. Here is the core dispute. Is it okay to make these companies pay a tax if they decide to opt out of Obamacare because of their religious objections? Is the central issue conscience or the rights of private corporations? Now, Americans genuinely love religious freedom, but when does discrimination against women mask as religious freedom? Americans are divided on abortion, but are the objectionable devices and procedures really abortion-inducing? Economic freedom and private corporations go together, but do private corporations have religious freedom? Should the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that was passed by Congress in 1993 be applied here, or is the law attempting to be distorted? Jerry Nadler, a Democratic member of Congress from New York, thinks so. An architect of the law, he has said this: once you went into the commercial sector, you couldn't claim a religious liberty to discriminate against somebody. That never came up. It was completely obvious we weren't talking about that. Now, I scurried Twitter yesterday looking for tweets about this important case. Under the hashtag Hobby Lobby, I found these comments. They range from the straightforward, from U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand: bosses should not be able to impose their religious beliefs on their employees' personal health decisions, to the openly partisan from Cletus Stump of Stump Holler, Kentucky: women who vote hashtag GOP are contributing to a misogynistic agenda designed to reduce women to chattel. Self-loathing comes to mind. To the hilarious from Chris L. Robinson of Chicago: religious liberty for corporations should mean that only God can judge them. It's like holy tort reform. To the pithy, from writer Liz Winstead: you are not a doctor, you are not a church, you sell stencils. The case is expected to be decided later this year. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.